Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Rayside Balfour Days June 8-10 Rayside Balfour Days runs in the Azilda and Chelmsford areas this week. The event kicks off in Whitewater Park Thursday June 8 starting at 6:30 p.m., with demonstrations from emergency services and music by Rolly LaFontese and the Tremonics, kicking off the weekly Thursday night summer music series at Whitewater Park, followed by a fireworks show. Friday June 8 will see a concert, doors open 6 p.m., at the Chelmsford Arena featuring musicians Andy Lowe, Celine Tellier, Angelo Paquette and Gavin Rousseau. On Saturday June 10, there will be a parade in Chelmsford starting at 11 a.m., followed by a party in Coat Park at noon, with activities including live musicians, children's activities, vendors and a barbecue. The Supersound Explosion Tribute Concert, which is a ticketed event, runs at the Dr. Edgar Leckler Center in Azilda Saturday June 10 starting at 6 p.m. Full details of the events are available through the Cafe Heritage website. Confederation Sec Rock Band Concert June 8 Love the music of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and 2000s? Come make some noise with Confederation Secondary School's new rock band in concert on Thursday, June 8 at 6 p.m. in the Confederation Secondary School Gymnasium. Tickets, at $5 for students, seniors and $10 for adults, can be purchased from members of the band, at Confederation Secondary School, or online here. Confederation Secondary School has a long history of being Northern Ontario's School of Rock, a tradition that continues today under the direction of music teacher Nick Beach. CARP AGM and Lunch June 8. The Canadian Association of Retired Persons, CARP, Sudbury Chapter is hosting its 24th Annual General Meeting and Buffet Luncheon on Thursday June 8 at the Northbury Hotel on Brady Street at noon. Keynote speaker will be Mayor Paul Lefebvre. Tickets are $25 for members and $30 for guests. For purchase information, visit carp.ca. Sudbury Theatre Centre PA Day Camp June 9 Exploration and Fun are the keywords for Sudbury Theatre Centre's PA Day Theatre Camps for youth ages 8 to 12. The remaining date for this school year is Friday June 9. The program includes collaborative activities and games designed to build imagination, confidence, and creative expression. Visit sudburytheatre.com/youth for more information and to register. Brain Tumor Walk June 10 on Saturday June 10. Brain Tumor Foundation of Canada returns to Sudbury for its annual Brain Tumor Walk. Taking place as a hybrid event this year, we are calling all our heroes to reunite and join in at Bell Park, Amphitheatre. If you can't make it to the in-person walk, register here to join virtually and walk anywhere, at any time. The event runs at the Bell Park Amphitheatre starting at 10 a.m. More information is available online here. Valley's Got Talent Contest June 10 registration deadline. Local youth who are talented in singing, dancing or acting are invited to take part in the Valley's Got Talent Contest, with a chance to win prizes. The contest is being put on by Valley Community Theatre, and it's open to youth aged 12 to 21 who reside in the Greater Sudbury area. If you'd like to take part in the contest, the registration deadline is June 10. Auditions will then take place June 17 and 18. Those taking part in the auditions are asked to prepare one audition piece. Those advancing to the next round will then take part in the main competition August 3 at Cousin Vinny's Restaurant in Hanmer. Registrations are being accepted by email at vgt2023cap@outlook.com, by phone at 705-969-3122 or 705-919-3438 or by messaging the Valley's Got Talent Capriol Facebook page. Cafe Heritage Super Sound Explosion Concert June 10. Join Cafe Heritage for the Super Sound Explosion Concert featuring tributes to major country artists Alabama and Zac Brown, as well as the sounds of Open Road. The event is June 10 at the Dr. Edgar Leckler Center, Azilda Arena. Tickets are $35 each. Click here to purchase yours. Valley East Sports Hall of Fame Dinner June 10. NHL great Marcel Dion will be the guest speaker at the annual Valley East Sports Hall of Fame dinner. The event is coming up Saturday, June 10 at the Centennial Arena in Hanmer. Dion, named one of the 100 greatest NHL players in history, is an NHL Hall of Famer who spent 18 seasons in the NHL. He played for the Detroit Red Wings, Los Angeles Kings, and New York Rangers. Besides the remarks from Dion, the dinner will also feature the induction of 11 more local sports leaders into the Valley East Sports Hall of Fame. Tickets for the event are $50 per person, with dinner and a cash bar and a sports memorabilia silent auction. Auction prizes include Toronto Maple Leafs children's bicycles, Marcel Dion autographed limited edition photo book on legendary goalies, bobbleheads and jerseys. The event starts at 5:30 p.m. with dinner at 6:45 p.m. for tickets. Contact organizer Ron Dupuis at 705-897-4700 or dupuisrin@gmail.com. No String Attached Community Band, Spring Winds, Concert. June 11th. The No Strings Attached Community Band presents its Spring Winds Concert June 11th. The show takes place at Lockerbie Composite School's McKellar Auditorium starting at 7 p.m. This concert will feature a variety of traditional and contemporary marches, dances and film music compilations for concert band. The group will also showcase compositions by two Canadian women, Kate Nishimura and Anne McGuinty. Admission is, pay what you can, with proceeds to the NSA band funds. Myeloma Canada Ride. Bike to beat myeloma. June 11th. A Sudbury woman is refusing to let a cancer diagnosis slow her down. Ashley Deeks, a 36-year-old paramedic with the Manitoulin Sudbury Emergency Medical Services, will soon be joining the Myeloma Canada Ride, Bike to Beat Myeloma. The disease is a form of bone marrow cancer. The Sudbury Ride, which is part of a national campaign, takes place on Sunday, June 11, from 46 North Brewery, 1275 Kelly Lake Road, Unit 1 at 9 a.m., with a goal to raise myeloma awareness and raise vital funds for a cure. People can choose to take a leisurely 30-kilometer ride or they can opt for the more challenging long-distance rides of 70 to 90 kilometers. More specific information on the Sudbury event can be found on this website. Friends and supporters can join a team, they can form a new team or they can ride as an individual. Either way, everyone is asked to register. Sudbury Secondary School presents Look at Media. 2023. June 12. Sudbury Secondary School invites the public to come celebrate student creativity on Monday, June 12 from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Indie Cinema, 162 Mackenzie Street in Sudbury. Look at Media. 2023 Inches will feature digital art, 3D art, animation, video games and more, all produced by the talented students in Sudbury Secondary School's Media Arts Program. Admission to Look at Media. 2023 is by donation. Sudbury Indie Cinema presents L. Innocent. June 13. Sudbury Indie Cinema is proud to present Age Up, a special film series aimed at older audiences. Enjoy a curated selection of hidden gems at a special discounted matinee price of $6. This week's film is L'Innocent. When a prison drama teacher marries one of the inmates, her son begins to wonder if the ex-con is still a criminal, or if he has actually been rehabilitated. L. Innocent swept the César Awards in France, winning all the top awards. Visit www.sudburyindiecinema.com for tickets and more information. Health Sciences North AGM. June 13. Health Sciences North, HSN, will hold its 2023 annual meeting virtually on Tuesday, June 13, 2023, at 5 p.m. This year's meeting will feature a panel discussion with leaders from across the organization discussing progress made on social accountability, one of the key goals in our strategic plan. Our panel will discuss progress and recent developments made in mental health and addictions, Indigenous care, and care for older adults. Dr. Alex Anawati, HSN's clinical lead for social accountability, will moderate this reflective discussion. Special guests include Dr. Joanne Clark, geriatrician, medical director for the Northeast Specialized Geriatric Center, Deanna Jones Kishig, HSN's director for Indigenous Health, and Dr. Tara Leary, HSN's regional addictions physician lead. The annual meeting will also feature reports from the chair of the HSN Patient and Family Advisory Council, the chair of the HSN Board, the president and CEO, the chief of staff, and the board treasurer. Register to attend the meeting online here by June 10. GNO presents M. Gross, June 14 to August 20. Genevieve and Matthews installation performance at Galerie du Nouvel Ontario. M. Gross, Mr. Big, is inspired by the Canadian investigative technique called Mr. Big, which allows a police officer, undercover, to obtain a confession from a suspect of a serious unsolved crime. Led by shape-shifting characters, living sculptures, dual weapons, and a televisual sound environment, M. Gross addresses issues of identity such as surveillance, infiltration, idea theft, and copying. But beyond the classic investigative games, the story features a contemporary artistic flora. The show's opening is June 14 at 7 p.m. at Place des Arts, kicking off Fast 7, see calendar entry below. The exhibition will run until August 20, at which time a finissage, closing, event is planned as part of the Up Here Festival. Admission is free. GNO presents Fast 7, June 14-17. Galerie du Nouvel Ontario's Sudbury Alternative Art Fair, FAS, is returning for its 7th edition June 14-17. This time, FAS will celebrate the Donovan neighborhood by creating in various vacant spaces, simulating places for exhibition, conversation, and sharing. As usual, the event is free and open to all. The Donovan is home to many ethnocultural, marginalized groups, as well as a new wave of communities who have come to call it home. Every 2 years since 2008, La FAS has celebrated a public space in the Nickel City's downtown. Invited artists are challenged to complete new works over the course of the festival and according to each edition's concept and theme. More information is available online here. Queer North Film Festival, June 15-18. Queer North Film Festival is currently the only queer film festival in Northern Ontario. Queer North celebrates the diversity of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and two-spirited communities through quality cinema. In its 7th edition, Queer North spans 4 days in June, drawing attendees for an in-person in-theater festival experience with film premieres, artists' talks, and socials that focus squarely on queer-themed films and videos from Canada and around the world. To enhance Queer North Film Festival's impact, audience and jury awards are an important component. Festival runs June 15-18 at Sudbury Indie Cinema. Purchase tickets online here. Nickel City Sound Fundraising Yard Sale, June 17-18. Nickel City Sound, Sudbury's award-winning women's barbershop chorus, is hosting their famous fundraising yard sale once again. The event runs in the Sudbury Secondary School cafeteria 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, June 17 and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday, June 18. Request a song while you shop. We always love to break into song for you, says the musical group. Visit nickelcitysound.ca for more information. Sudbury Music Festival AGM, June 20. The Sudbury Music Festival, SMF, holds its inaugural annual general meeting, AGM, to be held on Tuesday, June 20 at 6 p.m. at Sudbury Secondary School. This significant event serves as an opportunity for SMF to reflect on the accomplishments achieved since its transition from the Kiwanis Music Festival of Sudbury to the support and oversight of a new board of directors in September 2021. The primary objectives of the AGM are to provide an overview of the noteworthy work accomplished over the past 2 years, present the financial statements for the current fiscal year, and unveil the plans for the upcoming year. Membership fees for Sudbury Music Festival are $20 for individuals and $30 for organizations. To facilitate the membership process, interested individuals and organizations can access the membership form online here. HSN Volunteer Association AGM, June 21. you are invited virtually to Health Sciences North Volunteer Association's 22nd Annual General Meeting on Wednesday, June 21 at 4:15 p.m. If you would like to attend, phone 705-523-7100, ext. 3676 and an invitation will be emailed to you. TNO presents Nickel City FIFS, June 22-24. On a Tuesday night at Zig's, Sudbury's Gay Bar, a young queer thirsting for freedom and community experiences an initiatory journey unlike any other. Under the auspices of Holy Poetry, the crater's patron goddess, the bar's colorful fauna introduces him to their magical world by inviting him into eclectic, explosive, and absurd worlds. Will they be able to convince him to join them, or will they lose him to the siren song of the big city? Guided by a desire to make theater queerer, Nickel City FIFS pays tribute to the struggles of the past and present in an atmosphere that is at once campy, fantastical, irreverent, vulgar, caustic, demanding, and a tad disturbing in parts. A love letter to the region's queer and francophone communities, this Sudbury epic showcases a voice rarely heard in French Ontario, let alone here in the north. The show runs June 22-24 at Zig's Bar. Tickets are available online here. Art exhibit by Irvin Elwood Marshall, June 20-22. The Croatian Club of Sudbury, 571 Kathleen Street, hosts an exhibit from 1 to 5 p.m. of the works and private collection of artist Irvin Elwood Marshall. The exhibit opens June 20 and runs to June 22. Porchetta Bingo Fundraiser, June 24. Madison Kavotlin, vying for Miss Universe Canada 2023, will be hosting a Porchetta Bingo Fundraiser in support of her chosen charity, SOS Children's Villages. This Miss Universe Canada-style Porchetta Bingo will be held on Saturday, June 24 from 7 to 10 p.m. at Overtime Sports Bar and Grill, Sudbury, 941 Notre Dame Avenue. The event will be $25 to play 4 rounds of 5 games, with all the proceeds going to the charity. Tickets can be purchased at Overtime Sports Bar and Grill, Sudbury, or online at www.eventbrite.ca. Onapping Falls Summer Fest, June 24. The Onapping Falls Summer Fest is coming up Saturday, June 24 at the Dowling Leisure Center. The event is put on by the Onapping Falls Recreation Committee and the Onapping Falls CAN. Proceeds from the event will go towards our continuing goals of unique events and activities and the upkeep of recreational facilities in Onapping Falls. Admission bracelets $5 each, with children under the age of 2 free. Includes all events except barbecue and raffles. Bracelets will be available on the day of the event at the Dowling Leisure Center. GraphicCon 2023, June 24. If you've been waiting to get your geek on, then wait no longer, as June 24 marks the return of Sudbury GraphicCon, held at the Sudbury Community Arena, 240 Elgin Street, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Known as Sudbury's oldest and largest fan convention, GraphicCon 2023 celebrates the contributions made by comic books and related popular art forms to literacy, arts and culture through the presentation of an annual fan convention for the communities of Greater Sudbury and Northern Ontario. Purchase tickets online here or at the Sudbury Community Arena box office. La Slague presents Rainy Ray and Eric Romanica at La Street Jean, June 25. Open and natural, like an unexpected bomb on life's scrapes and scratches, Rainy Ray comes to us from a village called Val Rita in Northern Ontario. She's a multi-instrumentalist and a singer-songwriter whose way with words is frank, yet sensitive. The way Eric Romanica makes a song makes you want to listen to what it's saying. His lyrics deliver honest reflections, while his music is anchored in a solid country rock vein. The show runs at Place des Arts starting at 7 p.m. June 25. Purchase tickets online here. Art Gallery of Sudbury Summer Exhibitions. Dates vary. Joey Solomon, Indisputable Realities, runs at AGS until August 27. The visual representations within these paintings do not contain social commentary, but are surreal depictions of the historical and current treatment of Indigenous peoples all over Canada. Destruction of stolen historic land, residential schools, pollution, MMIW2S, missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls and Two-Spirit people, and religious oppression, are not topics easily discussed or approached. The intended purpose of the visuals are to serve only as a catalyst for discussion and awareness. Carl Beam, Columbus Suite, runs at AGS until July 30th. Comprised of 12 large-scale etchings, Columbus Suite is one of Carl Beam's most influential series. Created in 1990 ahead of the 500th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in North America, Columbus Suite is one series in Carl Beam's larger multimedia Columbus project, 1989-1992. The art of Laurie J. Cochran is also being exhibited through AGS at Sudbury Theatre Centre until June 20 and the art of Grant Negan at The Laughing Buddha until July 11. More information is available on the AGS website. Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée. June activities. Monday's knitting, Tuesday's beanbag toss, Wednesday's paper toll, Thursday's beading, Friday's darts and cribbage. Seniors dinner with entertainment on June 2 at 11 a.m. Regular meeting and barbecue June 7 at 4 p.m. Carpentry runs Monday to Wednesday from 9 a.m. to noon. More information is available through the club's Facebook page. LaSalle Secondary School 60th Reunion July 6-8. If you're a former LaSalle Lancer, you may want to take part in the LaSalle Secondary School 60th Reunion, which is coming up July 6-8. The theme of the event is, I'll Be There. Come and reminisce about the past, live in the present and leave a legacy for the future, said a press release. Tickets to the event can be purchased online here. More information is available through the reunion website and the LaSalle Secondary School Alumni Facebook page. You can also email LaSalle63Union@gmail.com. Pierogies and cabbage rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.